thing.
What's going on? You woman, go and jelly those eels.
My wife will cognify no longer. I forbid it.
You cannot stop her. She loves the work.
It is true, dear husband. I find I am a cockney to my core and an EastEnder to my blimey.
Not only is she my best cockney, she's the only one who can... Well, how shall I put this? Tame my man-elephant.
Is that a euphemism?
He merely refers to one of our wretched freaks.
An elephant who, by some vileness of nature, has the features of a man.
He led us to a cruelly disfigured creature. It was an elephant, but with a full head of hair and a side parting. One of his ears was pink and tiny, and he wore a monocle and spats. He was also pathetically trying to fill in an application for membership of the Garrick Club.
Your wife is the only one who can control him.
Dance, you freak, dance!
Now leave him before I cover you in peppers, olives and tomato puree and throw you to the vegetarian lion.
Humiliation spurred me on. I had to write or lose my wife forever. Alas, I became even worse.
This is 7,000 pages that just say, all work and no play makes Pip a dull boy.
Damn! What news of your oil exploitation?
Alas, the salad dressing is truly disgusting and highly flammable. So instead, I am going to dig to the center of the earth.
Why?
The earth has a crust, like a delicious pie. Where there is crust, there must also be filling. True, mud and oil are disgusting, but according to pie theory, can yummy fillings like steak and kidney or apple and blackberry be far away?
Yes.
Come on, Pip-Bin. When am I ever wrong? Apart from usually or always.
Harry, Harry, Siri, I had nothing. Until the day I bumped into a local character by the name of Phil Sykes, who was out walking his dog, Countdown.
Morning, Mr. Bin. Just poo, Countdown.
What?
I told him the shah, in an anagram. It's the only language he understands.
Really?
Yeah, watch. Tis. See, I told him to sit.
Tis? Not exactly a hard anagram, is it?
He's only a dog.
And he hasn't sat?
He's working it out. Now, I've often wondered, Mr. Bin, how did a rich toff like you end up being a poor toff like you?
Well, since you ask, I was born in 1806, the first child of Thomas and Agnes Bin, conceived the year before in celebration of the victory at Trafalgar.
I continued for some time, listing all the events that have brought me to my current circumstances.
But that is the best story I have ever heard, and I've heard five. You should put that in a book.
Of course!
As his dog finally sat, I rushed home and started writing, not stopping until at last I had a manuscript I was proud of. The story of my life.
It's good, but I do feel like I've read it before.
No, Harry, you have lived it before, for it is as much your life as mine, though I shall take all the royalties.
I got a meeting with London's largest publisher, Printy Bookingtons and Co.
Ooh, this is sensational. What's it called?
My life and some, or indeed most of the things that have happened in it up to a certain point by Pip-Bin.
I love it, but let's just change it to something a bit more snappy like, Bleak Expectations.
Doesn't work.
He paid me an advance in cash, and I was instantly free from poverty. On my way out, however, a Mr. Benevolent-shaped shadow fell over my success. It was Mr. Benevolent standing between me and the sun.
Ah, you may have some money again, Pip-Bin, but it will soon go. Your book will be published, and it will be awful, and no one will buy it, and soon it will be in the 8 books for a shilling pile, and then you'll be poor again, and then you'll end up a bitter old man with a bottom drawer full of unpublished novels, until finally you ironically die in a library, when you find your stupid book isn't stocked there, and you shake the shelves in rage, and they fall on you, and the last sight you ever see will be the copy of your book, which actually was there all along, but the last date stamp will show it's only ever been borrowed once, 43 years before, and that was by mistake.
That's a very complex prediction.
I hired some actors, workshopped it a lot. We're thinking of taking it to Edinburgh.
I hurried to Whackwallop's menagerie with a joyful heart an upbeat lung, and an optimistic gallbladder.
You may return to idle lady pursuits at once, dear Pippa and Ripley.
Well, that's awfully good of you, old boy. This beard is really quite itchy.
I've already purchased you a razor.
Righto. Oh, what's...